The period from 1797 to around 1801 was dubbed by radicals as the English Reign of Terror, or Pitt's Reign of Terror. William Pitt, the Prime Minister, was equated with Robespierre by those radicals who believed that Jacobin extremism had sullied the high ideals of the Revolution. Some British radicals were themselves extremists, though the suggestion that there was a reign of terror that could compare with that in France is pushing credibility. It could be very unpleasant to be identified as a Jacobin in Britain during the 1790s. Officious loyalists might snoop on you, boycott your shop if you had one, put pressure on your employer to dismiss you, attack you and your property, especially if you failed to celebrate a British military victory. But the scale was of a very different intensity to terror in France, except in Ireland. In Ireland, the heady ideology of the rights of man fused with a desire for Irish independence from the British Crown among a group of young professional men, and with a desire for agrarian reform and the removal of Protestant landlords among the Catholic peasantry. The United Irishman began among young professional men in Dublin and Belfast and was non-sectarian. But early on, it began linking with the armed gangs of Catholic peasants who were known as the Defenders. Following an aborted French landing in Bantry Bay in December 1796, the authorities in Dublin sought to crush the United Irishmen. What they succeeded in doing was destroying the professional, non-sectarian element of the movement. When insurrection came in 1798, it had elements of brutal and savage sectarianism. Appalling atrocities were committed on both sides. A small French force that arrived too late briefly demonstrated what might have been achieved against the British in Ireland, but, tired, outnumbered, and running low on supplies, it surrendered after a short show of fight, leaving its peasant Irish allies to be slaughtered by British redcoats. The rebellion of 1798 left martyrs and myths for the future.
And since the colour we must wear is England's cruel red, no Irish man must now forget the blood that has been shed. They take the shamrock from our breasts and cast it on the sod, but 'twill take root where'er it rests, so underfoot it trod. And the Lord have stopped the blades of grass from growing as they grow, and when the leaves in summertime their colours dare to show, I'll take the shamrock from my breast that I wear on Paddy's Eve, but until that day I'll live and die, oh, wear and know the green.